Father, we thank you for another beautiful afternoon where we get to share your word of God. Today in particular is special because it is Healing Jesus Sunday. That means we get to understand what Healing Jesus is about. And we thank you for the privilege and opportunity to support such a cause. We pray this afternoon that you will bless this service and honor it with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says amen. Wow, good afternoon to you. Amen. Wow, we're blessed to be here again. And like we announced last week and the week before, this is Healing Jesus Sunday. Healing Jesus is the name of the evangelistic ministry that God has blessed this church with. A massive evangelistic ministry, large enough to be someone's entire lifetime's ministry, you see. And we set aside one day every year globally in all our churches where, and we remember Healing Jesus, we pray for Healing Jesus, and we also give people an opportunity to support Healing Jesus crusade who are not already doing so. And we also ask people to give a one-time special offering just to remember Healing Jesus. Amen. So that's what today's service is about. And I pray that you will participate as much as possible when the opportunity comes. Amen. Amen. Today we're going to be watching some videos as well as hearing some preaching. So it's mix. Here a little and there a little. Amen. So I want to start by sharing with you from the book of Mark. The book of Mark. The book of Mark, chapter 16. The book of Mark, chapter 16. Mark, chapter 16. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 16, and I'm sharing with you, I'm trying to give you two or three reasons why you must be a supporter of the Healing Jesus Crusade. Amen. Right. Now, Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. The Bible says that we must go into all the world. He said, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Amen. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I believe that God is showing us by this verse something that is really important to him and something that is big on his heart. Hallelujah. I think that we have in previous sermons established how important the work of soul winning is to the Lord. And as a matter of fact, that appears to be the only reason why we as Christians have been left here. I don't think that God left us here after we got saved, just to be having church services. Do you think that's what it is? No. God, the church services are supposed to be a way of keeping us in the faith, keeping us strong, keeping us alive, keeping us refreshed in the Lord, and also to provide a place where we can go and gather people, as we gather believers, as we witness and evangelize, a place like a nursery where they can grow, isn't it? Where they can develop and where they can be taught and be converted themselves into workers to help the harvest. So it's the church is like a campsite where God is doing some operations temporarily. Amen. Amen. But the goal is to take us to heaven. Amen. And until then, God is leaving us here to work for Him and to do our best for Him. Amen. Amen. So that's the reason and the purpose for every church. And He has asked us, He says that we must go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Amen. And God is saying every creature because He's helping us to understand that everybody, no matter who they are, deserves to hear the gospel. Amen. Amen. Everyone, no matter how rich they are, you know, deserves to hear the gospel. Everyone, no matter how poor they are, deserves to hear the gospel. Everybody, no matter where they live, no matter how cold their country is, no matter how hot their country is, everyone across the length and the breadth of the world. He says, go ye into all the world, every part of the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. This is the assignment that God has given us. Now, for a work so large, you know, it cannot be accomplished by person-to-person evangelism only. Amen. Amen. It cannot be. It's like the government or the military fighting a big war. The reason why they have airstrikes is that when you have a very large war to fight, you cannot win it by, you know, hand-to-hand combat. You know, just go into the country and fight the soldiers one after the other. No, that is going to be a very difficult task. Do you understand? So that's the reason why countries develop missiles and other, you know, bombs and all kinds of things that can sort of demolish and conquer large areas at one time. Do you understand? Yes. And to subdue the area, then they deploy the foot soldiers to go and do person-to-person follow-up and just make sure that the battle is genuinely won. Do you understand? That is what happens. So you see, even the poorest countries in the world are still trying to have some bombs because everybody knows that you don't win a battle without airstrikes, massive, you know, airstrikes. That is the nature of mass evangelism. That is the reason why we have crusades like the Healing Jesus Crusade. That if we're going to obey this scripture that we are reading, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, we will not in our lifetime be able to fulfill this scripture by person-to-person evangelism. We will need to have programs that allow people to come to the Lord by the thousands and the hundreds of thousands at a time. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. People to be given the opportunity to be saved, you know, by the hundreds of thousands at a time. We need that in order to fulfill this commission. And every kind of person, everywhere, the richest person, that's why He uses the word creature. Isn't it? Creature. Because if we say creature, then nobody is left out. Isn't it? Yeah. If we say creatures, then nobody is left out. Everyone is included. Hallelujah. Healing Jesus Crusade has been blessed to be able to start reaching the world, starting from Ghana where it was founded, and reaching out across the neighboring countries in Africa, and now has traveled to South Africa, and is soon to move into East Africa, and then soon to go into South America, and then go into Europe and other places as the Lord gives us life and as the Lord gives us open doors. Hallelujah. And it is a blessing. It is a blessing to be able to do a lot in anything. Do you understand? It's a blessing to be able to advance. You know, if you even have a job, it would be a blessing if you have just a job. It would be a blessing to be allowed to do a lot so that you can develop and be exposed to more of the, especially the big things that the company does. Would that not be a blessing? Yeah. So God has given all Christians this assignment. And we as a church have been blessed to get to taste the work of God at this level. Because most people will really only be able to read the scripture and apply it person to person, but never be able to go into the world or outside their local area to go preach to anybody. This is a unique blessing that God has given our church. Amen. Amen. And we must honor that privilege by supporting it, by receiving it properly and supporting it. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. We are blessed. That's what God has given us. That's the effort that God has given to us. Without Healing Jesus Crusade, we would have had, as Christians, in an attempt to obey the scripture, we would have had to go around looking for someone who is doing this to support them. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And we're not likely to do it. We're not likely to do it. We're not likely to go about looking for someone who is doing this to support the person. Because as Christians, we generally do the things that are convenient. Is it not true? Yeah. For example, we know that God wants us to be able to help the poor. God wants us to help the poor all the time, isn't it? We know it's a blessing to help the poor, but we don't go out of our way to look for the poor. Most of the time, it is the poor who come to us who get any kind of help from us. Do you see? Even though the instruction would have been, or what God would expect us to do, it would be for us to go out of our way to look for poor people and to be a blessing to them. So it's the same thing with the crusade, that it's not likely that we would have gone somewhere looking for a man of God who is involved in this work on this scale. But God has brought one to us.
Amen.
Amen. God has brought one to us. God has given us our own pastor who is involved in massive, large-scale evangelistic work. Hallelujah. As you read, go ye into the world, you already can see, even by the verse alone, you see this commission is going to be expensive. Isn't it? That it says, go ye into all the world. Right there, you can see that it's going to be an expensive venture to be able to reach this world and to be able to fulfill this scripture. So that is the good news. It's the real blessing that God has given us. And I trust that we will be able to do it. When God gives us something, we must respect it and honor it and support it. Show our respect by providing for it. The Bible actually teaches that when a person does not provide for his own, he's worse than an infidel. You know, and sometimes we have time and we have the resources to support other distant things that are being done, which is okay. But what about the one that's being done in our own house? What about the one that God has given to us to do? The one involving our own pastor, the one involving our own leader, who is going to support that? Hallelujah. Right. So we're going to watch our first video. And this video is, the title is 100 Million Souls. And 100 Million Souls is our vision. Amen. Amen. It is the vision of Healing Jesus Crusade to have, or to bring 100 million people to the Lord. To bring salvation to 100 million people. Amen. Amen. Do you think it's a good vision?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? If there are 7 billion people in the world, and you're trying to help to save some of them, you know, it's like if there's a lot of work, can you imagine that we've been brought here to help clean up this whole community center, and then we ask you to pick a portion of the work, what are you going to do? Then you say, oh, I'm just going to wipe this window only. You know, you look very funny. It's like you don't want to work, isn't it? Yeah, because what is this window compared to the rest of the work in the place? So God expects you to have a big vision. Amen. Amen. Considering that there are 7 billion people in the world, God wants us to have a vision to save the world in the millions. And that's what Healing Jesus Crusade will do by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. So let's watch the first video. Let's watch the first video, 100 million souls, and then I'll be back to continue my message. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, can we take some of the lights out? Or maybe is it at the door?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Please forgive me for my sins.
Please forgive me for my sins.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I come to you, Lord.
Come to you, Lord.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Please wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
Make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
From today.
From today.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive you.
The Healing Jesus campaign has been on a mission to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. What began as a small gathering of people has grown into one of the biggest evangelistic efforts in Africa. Since 2004, after 270 nights of 81 campaigns, 8.7 million souls have been won through the Healing Jesus campaign. To God be the glory.
Amen. So that is an idea of what Healing Jesus is doing. Amen. And Healing Jesus continues to go around the world preaching and preaching. And so the first reason why you must be a supporter of Healing Jesus is because we have been commanded to go into all the world. Amen. Now, many of us do not have that reach. And so when you don't have the reach, you partner with someone who has the reach. Amen. You partner with someone who has the reach. Every time we see that with companies, they float their shares and they give people an opportunity to come and join them. Let's be rich together. Okay, you stay in your office doing something else. And just give me your money, and I'm going to work here with your money. We'll make some profit. I take some, but I take a lot of it. And then I bring some to you. Do you see what I'm saying? That is how come people invest in stocks and invest in shares and so on, our companies, because you're trying to partner with someone who is involved and who has the reach. Amen. I was looking at my arm just yesterday, and I was thinking how, you know, these are the fingers that pick things, but really, really, these fingers and everything that's going on here is operated by something up here. You see what I'm saying? So this one has no finger. Even if it wants to pick something, it cannot pick it, isn't it? This one here also has no finger. Do you see? In fact, this one is very restricted in its movement, the upper part here. But through the elbow, is able. This, you see, this one turns. But these guys have even more flexibility. So for this whole arm to work properly, we need to partner. This one must join this one, and this one must join this one. Then we can pick up iPads and things like that, and we can do so many amazing things together. Hallelujah. So in the same way, for you to obey, one of the ways to obey the scripture we read, the commission to go into all the world, it's not just that you will get up and travel to a place, but to also help someone to go over there. Hallelujah. You can help someone who has made it his mission to do this work. You can help that person by supporting them, partnering with them, so that this work gets done. Hallelujah. Now, number two reason why we must support Healing Jesus Crusade is to avoid a murder charge. Yes, to avoid a murder charge one day. Amen. Now, I was reading this scripture from Ezekiel with you, those who were there this morning. I was sharing with you from Ezekiel chapter. Let me just get to it right here. Ezekiel chapter 3. And from verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 3 and from verse 17. It says, when I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely... Well, okay, let's read from verse 18. When I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning. Do you have another version that doesn't have givest or speakest? Okay, right. It says, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Did you see that? It says, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but I will blame you. Amen. So here is a very important scripture. It is hidden in the Old Testament, and so it doesn't get read a whole lot. But it's a real scripture. Do you understand? This is a verse that affects our lives and which we must live by. It must actually motivate us to work. That the Lord is saying that if I say to someone that because of your ways, because of your sins, you will die and go to hell, and you know about it, but you do not tell the person, or you do not sponsor someone who is willing to go and tell the person. Someone says, I want to tell the person, I'll tell him, you can be where you are, but I'll go and tell him. What I need from you is to support me to go and tell the person. He says, if you don't do that, he says, that wicked person will die, as I promised. You know, but if you were to warn the wicked, he says, that he may live. You know, warn the wicked, you know, from his wicked way, that he may live. God wants everybody to have a chance at salvation. God wants everybody, regardless of whether they are educated, uneducated, they are poor, they live in Asia, they live in Africa, they live in South America, they live in America, wherever the people live, God wants everybody to have a genuine and fair chance at salvation. It is only then that God can be called just. Do you understand? God wants to be called just. He wants to be a just God. When he has to send someone to hell, He wants it to be fair. Do you understand? That the person had a chance and they turned down the chance. So our job is really not to save people, but to give them opportunities to be saved. Isn't it? Our job is not to force people into churches. Our job is not to force people into salvation. Our job is to present an opportunity to be saved to people. That is our job as Christians. We must give everybody that he may live, that he may live, that he may live. Just give him a chance to be saved. Amen. And he says that if you don't do it, that wicked man will die in his sins or iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. I will say to you that it is your fault that this man is going to hell. Wow. So many Christians are deceived because they feel that once they are saved, it's okay. And they are free. And they don't have to answer any more charges for sins. Because after all, I am saved. Do you understand? But a lot of Christians, based on this scripture, will be surprised that when they thought that, you know, they were free, they will be surprised that there will be a murder charge waiting for them. That God will be saying to them that it is your fault. This whole group of people here, you did not send anybody to preach to them. And they are going to hell, all right, but it is your fault. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's a serious charge. Yeah. Is it not a serious charge? Yeah, it is a serious charge. That is why God wants us to preach. It is the second reason why we must be involved in this massive evangelistic effort.